Carol Kemper and Dennison Schleswig were at Harlan for a quad last night in girls wrestling action. Kemper and Carol wrestled to a 36-36 tie. No word on who won the tiebreaker last night. Now, Kemper was 5-3 in matches wrestled. Carol, of course, then going 3-5. All eight of those matches did end up by fall. Here were the winners. Destiny Rizzleman of Carol, Cammie Jones of Carol, Madigan Hoyt of Kemper, Sadie Smith of Kemper, Anna Schutte of Kemper, Kara Schutte of Kemper, Lucy Potoff of Kemper, and Emma Grossman of Carroll. Kemper defeated Dennison Schleswig 42-18, winners by fall. Madigan Hoyt, Anna Schutte, and Riley Massey. And Kemper would beat Harlan as well, 60-0, with Kara Schutte and Lucy Potoff both picking up wins by fall. Carroll rolled by Dennison Schleswig 60-12, winners by fall again, where Cammie Jones, Samantha Chandler, Maggie Dirks, and Emma Grossman. Carroll also beat Harlan 60-3 with Skylar Boyer picking up the only win for the Tigers. That was by fall in that one. And again, every decision in that entire quad last night for both Carroll and Kemper were decided by fall. Esack County hosted Sioux Central, Manson, Northwest Webster, and Spirit Lake. The Raiders would fall in all three duels, losing to Sioux Central 48-18. They fell to Manson, Northwest Webster 48-30. Leah Tibbs Kennebec ended up winning her match by fall, and Esack lost to Spirit Lake 39-24. That win by Kennebec was the only win not by forfeit for Esack County in that matchup last night. We move over to girls basketball. South Central Calhoun knocks off Manson Northwest Webster 52-37. Sadie Wheelock with 9 points to go with it, 6 steals and 3 blocks. Eileen Koroleski had 5 points to go with 3 assists and 2 steals. It was Peyton Chernan falling to Tri-Center 44-32. It was Eden Smith with 6 points on the night. Chloe Happy would finish up with 3. And Arweva Falls to Booyer Valley 74-23. Hallie McCullough with 3 rebounds and a steal, and a Wittrock would finish up with 3 rebounds. On the boys' side of things, it was Audubon over Greene County, 72-58. It was Carson Wessel with 11 points and 4 assists. Also a good night for Sully McLean. He would finish up with 9 points and 4 rebounds. Arweva knocks off Booyer Valley, 48-36. Devin Ehlers with 4 points to go with 8 rebounds. It was Derek Thompson finishing up with 7 points and 5 rebounds. Peyton Chernan fell to Tri-Center, 76-50. Landon Vogt went in for 6 points and 5 rebounds. Damon Rice had 9 points to go with 5 rebounds. And it was South Central Calhoun over Manson Northwest Webster, 67-51. For the Titans last night, Evan Myers would finish up with 11 points, and Cade Higgins had 8 points. Cameron Dicker kicked a decisive 54-yard field goal, leading the Chargers to a 22-19 win over Philadelphia. The Chargers overcame a penalty that gave the Eagles a chance on a 4th-and-4. Tony Jefferson intercepted Jalen Hurts at the 1-yard line to seal the victory. One game in Big 12 men's basketball last night, it was Kansas State over Mississippi Valley State, 108-49. And one game in women's Big 12 action last night as well, West Virginia cruises by Texas Southern, 109-40. Three games in the NBA, Indiana over Sacramento, 116-105. Phoenix down Minnesota, 108-105. And San Antonio beat New Orleans, 135-132. Local sports on the schedule for you today in basketball. Carroll will be at ADM. Nick Brinks will have that doubleheader for you on KCIM with coverage getting underway at about 5:45, 5:50. South Central Calhoun entertaining Webster City. That'll be pregame around 6 o'clock tonight. Varsity Girls, they're scheduled to get underway at 6:15. Mason Nealon will have that broadcast on Kick 106.7. And Coon Rapids Baird at Xyro Corn Kimbleton. I'll have the broadcast on 93.7 KKRL and the CB Sports Network YouTube channel coverage tonight at about 5:45. The rest of the basketball schedule, it is Kemper hosting Harlan, Arweva at Storm Lake St. Mary's, Esack Girls at Storm Lake, Glidden Ralston hosting Booyer Valley, Ike Manning entertaining Loma, and the Audubon Boys home to Missouri Valley. In wrestling, the girls and boys from Audubon and Trainer are down at Riverside. The Esack and South Central Calhoun boys will be at Ridgeview for a quad, and the Kemper boys head to Cam for a quad as well. In bowling, Kemper girls and boys hosting Dennis and Schleswig tonight, while the Carroll boys swim team and Bishop Garrigan will be at Spencer. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.